I first got involved with the Iditarod in 1990 when the company transferred me up to Anchorage. Had a friend who was the trail master, Rick Hunter, if you remember him. Mm-hmm. He was a personal friend of mine. He got me involved. I was here for a couple of years, and then the company moved me to Asia. And I actually moved back to Anchorage 5 years ago after retirement. I kept a condo up here and always tried to make it up just for a short holiday with the Iditarod, bringing people from Asia and the lower 48. So once I retired, I got really heavy into the volunteer work. I'm here today because I feel Iditarod is just a huge part of Alaska. It is Alaska, so I am proud to be an Alaskan, and I want to participate. And as I say, I am willing to do most anything. I'm no longer into the heavy lifting. I do pass on the straw drop. I work a large variety, starting with the ointment preparation and the worm pills and right on up through. Some years I will go up to Nome for the finish. Not so much the original finish, the winter. I find that they have people that need to go in late to help clean up. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to be there for the winter, but helping on the cleanup, I think, is more appreciated. Mm-hmm. Okay. What I know for sure in life, just keep positive.